95.9 FM Winnipeg.
I'm being completely honest now, okay? Homelessness makes me uncomfortable. But then I think, at least it's not sleeping on the sidewalk with everything I own uncomfortable.
Don't let homelessness assumptions get in the way of homelessness solutions. Go to CanadaCanDoIt.ca. Help the Canadian Alliance to End Homelessness.
This week's episode of Earshot 20 contains profanity, and this is your disclaimer.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Earshot 20. My name is DJ Darko, aka the LeVar Burton of music. This is the show where we count down the top 20 albums in Canada according to the National Top 50. These are the albums that got played the most on volunteer program campus and community radio stations across Canada for the week ending on January 20th, 2026. Earshot is a national report by the NCRA, and you can have your say on how this chart is crafted by requesting songs from your local community and campus radio DJs, or better yet, have your voice heard by volunteering with the station that you are listening to. You can also view this chart at earshot-online.com, where you'll also find ways to submit your music to stations across Canada. Speaking of stations, we are broadcasting live from UAV in Abbotsford on unceded traditional and contemporary Stalo territory. This is CIVL 101.7 FM and 92.3. Yes, yes, welcome to the latest and greatest edition of Earshot 20. As always, thank you for sharing this time, moment, and experience with me. I appreciate you and I love you right at the top of the show. Tall glass of water, sitting pretty in the baba for the duration of the show. Dance class, dance class, dance class. This show is forever sponsored by Childlike Wonder, specifically because of the dance classes that we are taking. This week, went to two dance classes this week. We had the one, the intro with Sharon. Shout out, big up Sharon, on Monday. And then middle of the week, Wednesday, open dance class studio. We're just getting better. We're getting better every time that we step on the dance floor, finding new ways to express ourselves through our body, and we're loving it. Childlike Wonder, forever the sponsor of Earshot 20. Now, we got four bonus tracks as per usual. We got brand new music from Charlotte Day Wilson and Sia Gray. Just last week, I was talking about how we love Charlotte Day Wilson over here, and then now you're going to team up with arguably someone who had probably one of the best albums of 2025 with Sia Gray with the brand new single Lean. Excited for that. Magdalena Bay with Second Sleep. Yana with Undo Me off of the latest project Exit Strategy. And then we also have Young Iman with Pop Star in the Bits. Never heard of this music. It is okay. I have everything that you need to get familiar. Now let's take care of the housekeeping and talk about the albums that dropped out of the top 20. So we can make room for some new friends to join us in the countdown this week. Last week at 20, this week at 22, Buttes with Marigolds. At 17 last week and 24 this week, Living Hour with Internal Drone Infinity. At 12 last week and 34 this week, Melodies Echo Chamber with Unclouded. At 15 last week and 43 this week, Vanille with Un Chant d'Amour. And then at 19 last week and 49 this week, Ori with Daisy Cutter. Also have an artist of the week that I am excited to tell you about. So let's not waste any more time and kick things off at number 20 and 19 on this week's edition of Earshot 20. Making a re-entry at number 20 this week. I was just emailing with these people and now look at that. They are now on Earshot 20. Combine the Victorious is the name of the group. Name of the latest project is Amnesia. Name of the song we're about to get into is Stand Tall. And then after that, making a debut at number 19, Effed Up. We have Grass Can Move, Stones Part 1, Year of the Goat. The name of the track we're going to get into is Long Ago Gardens. But there's something to be said about this Effed Up project, right? So So let's quickly do that. Nearly 20 years after its humble beginning, the journey of Effed Up's ever-evolving Zodiac series begins its towering conclusion with Grass Can Move Stones, a monumental 10-part finale beginning with the album Year of the Goat. Right, so 4.5 years on from their last entry, Year of the Horse, Grass Can Move Stones will encompass the final three entries into the series, Goat, Monkey, and Rooster, telling one connected story over three albums in almost 5-hour musical voyage through their varied styles and influences that will revisit and recontextualize elements from the previous 9 Zodiac entries as entirely new music. The 10 sides of music will be released serially over the course of the year, starting with Year of the Goat, Year of the Monkey in spring 2026, and concluding with Year of the Rooster in autumn 2026. Rooster's release will coincide with the 20th anniversary of the first release in the series, 2006's Year of the Dog. Each entry will be here on our Bandcamp, followed by a vinyl pre-order for release on the long-standing home of Effed Up Zodiac releases, Tank Crime Records. Now look, each one of these tracks is 30 minutes, so I don't know exactly how long I'm going to let these things go, but I'm going to find a space or a time that I can sort of break it up, and then we'll see. But I'm excited to get into these two tracks. Let's not waste any more time. I feel like I've said that twice, so you know I meant it, but you know, we had to give the sort of backstory to the project because I felt like it was something interesting to add to the show. This is Earshot 20, and we are broadcasting to stations across Canada.
Every answer plays a part.
one in the down here, but long ago gardens, effed up year of the goat. Again, this is only 5 minutes into this 28-minute epic. We can call this an epic because it really is. This is crazy. Kicking off the top 20 on this week's edition of Earshot 20. At number 20 with a re-entry, we had Combine the Victorious with their project Amnesia with Stand Tall. And then 5 minutes into Effed Up making a debut at number 19 this week, Grass Can Move Stones Part 1, Year of the Goat, Long Ago Gardens. Part of my homework this week, I do believe, is going to be listening to that epic. We can call it an epic, like I mentioned, we can call that an epic. Are there other songs out there that you know that reach that sort of musical length? And the thing is, too, with that is that you have to keep it engaged. I was talking to y'all previously on this show, too, about how the 7 minute track, a good 7 minute track is keeping you entertained throughout. You know, you're following the build, you're letting it crescendo, you're letting it climax, and then you have your denouement, if you will. Shout out to Literary Devices. Shout out to Mr. Turner. Right. So a good 7 minute song. So this 28 minute voyage, it really is a musical voyage. So we will get on that voyage at some point this week. And then, yeah, hopefully maybe Effed Up stays on the countdown with this 27 minute songs. And then we can just continue to play parts of them throughout the show. Now, let's continue moving up the countdown. Coming in at number 18, moving up from 28 last week. Patch. Actually, no, it is time for a bonus track. I'm getting ahead of myself. Yana. Okay. Yana put out a project. When did she put out Amy? In 2024, right? Yana put out a project in 2024. It's when I found out about her, was listening to the music, really liked that she was blending like trap drums with folk music, a little folk country-esque. And, you know, that's kind of my bag. As a country boy myself, I do love the mixing of like hip-hop drums with this sort of folky, airy, breathy type singing on top of that. Brand new EP from Yana. It is called Exit Strategy. Was listening to it the other day on my walk back from the open dance class. And once it hit the outro of the project, Undo Me, that it was on repeat for the rest of the walk. And hopefully I'm not alone in there. I know I'm not alone in that, where you find the song and then that's on repeat. Like if it's a brand new song and then the first few listens, you're like, wow, I have to listen to it again. And then you just listen to it again. And then you're on a walk and you've been listening to the same song for 15 minutes. The people outside don't know, but you're in there and you are living inside of a song. So I lived inside the song and now we can live inside the song together. Undo Me by Yana off of Exit Strategy, the first bonus track on this week's edition of Earshot 20. Be sure to keep it locked as we're broadcasting stations across Canada.
Seeing things, I swear to God you were just standing there. Don't even have to think, you know that I follow you anywhere. Endlessly, do anything to dream you back to me. Won't even hesitate, if it ain't you then I ain't thinking straight.
Song that you select a stamp of approval from the LeVar brand of music? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now look, as this show is a musical journey show, I'm learning about music and I'm sharing it with you to the best of my ability. Phrasing has become such an important part of my musical journey as of late, and the phrasing all throughout that track. That is the one thing that stood out to me initially when I first fell in love with Yana and her music. Was the phrasing. Her phrasing, I think, is very particular. And the way that it hits, especially on this one, the line where she says something along the lines of, I can put my phone off up until the morning. And like the way, Adam, you know, you heard it. You know what I'm talking about. But the phrasing on this track is chef's kiss. Top notch. Yes, sir. Stamp of approval from the LeVar Burton of music. And as we continue moving up the countdown, Patch coming in at number 18 this week, moving up from 28 last week. The name of the project is Mode. Glad this one is back in the top 20. Was really loving what I was hearing from it the last time it was here. We're going to get into Slap is the name of the track. Do y'all watch Slap, the slap boxing thing? Do y'all watch that? Do you enjoy watching two men and or women slap each other across the face? Is that something that intrigues you? Let me know. It's not really for me. I know when my dad was still here, he used to watch that with intent. He used to love watching that. He loved watching boxing, but once he started getting into the slap boxing stuff, he was locked in. He was locked into the slap boxing stuff. I don't know. It's not for me. It's cool though. If you watch it, shout out to you. And then following Patch, we're gonna get into at number 17, moving up from 47 last week. Juliana Riolino, I believe, is the pronunciation of that name. If I mispronounce your last name, I do apologize. Every time I feel like a substitute teacher. Echo in the Dust is the name of the project, and then we're going to get into the closer on the album, The Less I Know. Two tracks keep the vibes going here on the latest and greatest edition of Earshot 20. Be sure to keep it locked as we're broadcasting to stations across Canada. We'll be right back.
distance makes the heart grow fonder. My happiness will grow much stronger. Longing for the places that you lead. The more I see you, the less I
Excuse me, Juliana, I was unfamiliar with your game. Stamp of approval from the LeVar Burton of music. Oh my goodness. The way she held those notes, wow. The power of the vocalizations of Juliana Riolino. Echo in the Dust is the name of the project. Wow. Are you as floored as I am about on that track? Wow. Juliana Riolino was coming in at number 17 this week, moving up from 47 last week. And before that, a little bouncy number from Patch at number 18, moving up from 28 last week off of Mode with Slap. And as we continue moving up the countdown, Wednesday coming in at number 16 this week, dropping down from 9 last week. Name of the latest project is Bleeds, and the name of the track we're going to get into is Bitter Every Day. And then following that at number 15 from Tops, dropping down from 13 last week off of Bury the Key. We're going to get into the closer of that project with Paper House. Now, quickly before that, though, the name of the Wednesday track is Bitter Every Day. I was at a cocktail party. I was invited to a cocktail party. I will just preface and say that I'm not really a cocktail person, but I ended up winning the cocktail party. You know, humble brag, not really a cocktail person, but my cocktail was the Bee's Knees, is what it's called. It's a three-ingredient cocktail. We got gin, lemon juice, fresh lemon, freshly squeezed lemon juice, preferably, and Manuka honey simple syrup. You know how you make simple syrup? This was made with honey, so it's a honey simple syrup. And I chose to go with the Manuka honey for the benefits, obviously, the health benefits, and ended up winning the cocktail party. But I'm there at the cocktail party, and Tashawn bartended, right? So, and then he was like, yeah, you add bitters to this or whatever. And I'm just like, what are bitters? Which then sparked this whole conversation. People were trying to understand what bitters were. I have no idea what bitters are, but he explained it to us. And still, even after the explanation, I was still lost. But from what I can remember, it's like concentrated versions of the thing that you can put, like if you have chocolate bitters, then you can, the aroma of your drink is very chocolatey, which is the first thing, you know, you're tasting with your nose first, right? So you put the chocolate in and it completely changes every drink if you add bitters to the drink. Maybe that, am I right or am I wrong? For the people who know and understand bitters and who are cocktail people, you probably get it more than I do. But shout out to bitters. Just wanted to add that little story time note in there. Bitter Every Day from Wednesday first. And then following that, Paper House, Tops, two tracks. As we continue moving up the countdown here on Earshot 20.
Yeah. starving a bitch. Yeah. Bad little bitch in my yard.
My bad little bitch in my yard.
Yard.
My bedroom in 12 runway.
Pink nose top to my bra. I'm so yeah, Pauline at the car.
I'm a pop star in a bitch. I'm a pop star in a bitch.
I'm a pop star in a bitch. I'm a pop star in a bitch. I'm a pop star in a bitch.
I'm a pop star in a bitch. I'm a pop star in a bitch.
I'm a pop star in a bitch. So yeah, to quietly make a call. Bad little bitch in my yard. Pink nose top to my bra. I'm so yeah, Pauline and Nicole.
Definitely a drastic change from Tops with Paper House. The latest bonus track on the 6th edition of Earshot 20, Young Iman with Pop Star in the Bits. Yes, sir. Get familiar if you are not already familiar with that track. The video goes crazy too, in case you are a visual person like myself who does enjoy a good music video. Be sure to check out the music video for that track. And then before Tops, we had Wednesday with Bitter Every Day off of Bleeds, coming in at number 16, dropping down from 9 last week. And as we continue moving up the countdown, right before the top 10 and the top 5, top 5, top 5, and the number 1 album on the 6th edition of Earshot 20, coming in at number 13, everyone, welcome back, Alex Cuba, moving up from 22 last week. Actually, so at 13, we have Tops and then Afternoon Bike Ride. I think I forgot how to count. This is true because at my part-time job, the safe count was like down by $10 or something like that. And it was really just because I couldn't count. And I was like freaking out. I was like, Julia, the safe count is down. And then it was just because I didn't know how to count. And it's showing itself again. It's showing itself again. I do not know how to count. At number 14, moving up. At number 14, dropping down from 6 last week, Afternoon Bike Ride, the homies. Running with Scissors is the name of the project. We're going to get into Miss Universe. And then after that, everyone now, welcome back, Alex Cuba. At number 13, moving up from 22 last week, Indole is the name of the project. And you're going to hear All My Nights. But first, Afternoon Bike Ride with Miss Universe. Be sure to keep it locked right here. It's Earshot 20.
Thank you.
Coming in at number 13 this week off of Indole with All My Nights, moving up from 22 last week. And as we continue moving up the countdown, Heaven for Real at number 12, moving up 12 spots from 24 last week. But first, they are the artist of the week. The name of their latest project is Who Died and Made You the Dream. We're going to head on over to our friends at Exclaim. This one here from Megan. Heaven for Real, the adventurous indie rock world builders, formed in Halifax by Mark and J. Scott Grundy, have announced their third full-length studio album, previewed today by lead single Hold Me Back, which we will actually be getting into that lead single later on after this quick write-up. It came out on November 7th via Mint Records, follows their last year's mini album, Hell's Logos Pink. as well as the band's 2022 sophomore LP, Energy Bar. It was recorded using a cache of travel instruments with Austin Tufts in Victoria, BC, and mixed by Vancouver scene staple Jay Arner. According to press materials, Who Died consists of three sonic suites across 11 tracks. Hold Me Back introduces the project's lulling yet off-kilter energy, preoccupied by its cornucopia of mist enshrouded layers. That's a bar right there. And we're about to get into the mist enshrouded layers of Hold Me Back. That is, you know what? Shout out to Megan. Shout out to Megan for that one right there. Be sure to keep it locked right here. The artist of the week, Heaven For Real, with Hold Me Back. This is Earshot 20.
Do you have a bad Monday? Is your apathy catching up with you at work? Do you want to unwind to some blisteringly fast and brutal thrash? Tune into Thrash Can Mondays 5 to 6 p.m. here on CKUW.